A really disturbing review of what's known about peripheral artery disease in women finds it to be underdiagnosed, undertreated, and to show itself when it's already severe and more likely to end up in a leg amputation. Most of the time on the Health Report, we talk about cardiovascular disease, which is arterial disease in the heart, neck, and brain, mainly atherosclerosis due to high blood fat levels or high-risk conditions compounding the atherosclerosis, and these are conditions like diabetes and kidney damage. Peripheral artery disease, as I said, is also usually due to atherosclerosis, but mainly in the legs and pelvis. And the shortage of blood to the legs, both when you exercise and at rest, can be so critical that if it's found too late, results in amputation being the only viable treatment. And the review suggests that's what's happening more commonly in women than men. The lead author of the review was Associate Professor Mary Kaverma, who is Group Leader of the Vascular Complications Group at the Heart Research Institute in Sydney. Welcome to the Health Report.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Well, you can do a much better job than me of defining peripheral artery disease. Did I get it right? What's my marks out of 10?
It's pretty good. It's the buildup of plaque in your arteries that block the supply of blood to your legs and sometimes also the arms. And if left untreated, it can result in limb pain, ulceration, wounds that don't heal, as well as gangrene. We know that severe PAD can lead to limb amputation. And alarmingly, a limb is amputated every 2 hours in Australia.
Gosh.
Which is quite alarming.
It is quite alarming. Now, when I was in medical school, we were taught the classic symptom was you're walking along the flat or up a hill and you get pain in your calf. And then you stop and it goes away. It's called intermittent claudication, the hallmark of peripheral artery disease. And then when you feel for the pulse in the foot, it's not there or it's weak. But what you found is that that's not as common in women as in men. And if that's what
yes.
you're looking for, you get misled.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, that blood pressure monitoring that you mentioned, the ankle brachial index ratio, it's quite a crude way of diagnosing patients with PAD, and it doesn't refer to the symptoms that they might be having. And we know that at the moment there are three possible stages of peripheral artery disease, so asymptomatic or atypical, and this is when patients can have pain or discomfort while walking or rest, but the pain is generally minor and it doesn't limit the person's physical activity, which is why it can be easily misdiagnosed. And so intermittent claudication occurs in about 30% of patients which display these features. And as you mentioned, it's exertional leg pain, which is generally relieved by rest.
But in a similar way to the way cardiac symptoms in women don't present the same way as in men, I think what you're finding is that they don't peripheral artery disease doesn't present the same way in women.
That's exactly correct. And we find that peripheral artery disease, it's almost like we're a little bit behind in our understanding of this disease, particularly in women. We now know that women present very, very differently when it comes to coronary heart disease. Instead of having the arm ache on the left-hand side, they might have an ache in their neck or shoulder. With peripheral artery disease in women, they tend to not pay attention to the aches and pains in their limbs because generally women tend to be very busy being busy.
I noticed in your papers that when it is missed like this, when women first turn up, their very first presentation is when they're so badly off that amputation becomes likely.
Yeah, exactly. Their most typical presentation is when they present with chronic limb-threatening ischemia, which is when it is at this more severe stage where amputation could be likely.
And whilst it's less common in women premenopausal, it sort of equalises with men as women get older, maybe showing itself a few years later. What's the typical pattern then in women, for women listening to us?
I guess what we're trying to say is that we don't understand the disease. We don't understand if women's disease is different to men's, particularly pre-menopause. And what we're now trying to do is actually understand the biology behind this. So some of the questions that I'm asking for are, why do women present with atypical symptoms? Is the disease different between men and women? Are we missing something? And how can we, I guess, find new ways of treating the disease between men and women? But in order to do this, we need to understand the underlying biology.
So what are the treatments?
So current treatments are essentially lifestyle medications that you would have if you were, had atherosclerosis around the heart. So
you reduce your cholesterol.
Exactly. Anti-diabetics, anti-platelets, for example. There is no specific treatment for the disease itself. What the other treatments are, but essentially surgical procedures, endovascular surgery.
To open up the artery or create bypasses. Yeah, you can get a bypass in the leg and that sort of thing.
That's correct.
And the way of diagnosing it?
So the way it is diagnosed is through measuring the ankle brachial index ratio, which you described earlier.
So this is the difference in blood pressure between the leg and the arm, crudely.
The leg and the ankle usually, yes.
There are fairly straightforward ways of diagnosing it. So let's just bring this together now. If you're a woman listening to this and you're postmenopausal, but it doesn't matter what age, what should you be looking for? And what should you be talking to your GP about?
Yeah, definitely pay attention to the aches and pains in your calves when walking or at rest. Ask your GP about PAD. I mean, like I mentioned before, women tend to keep going and attribute their sore legs to having a busy lifestyle. They really need to stop and listen to their bodies.
And get your risk factors down. Get some exercise. Keep your cholesterol down.
Absolutely, all of those things. Healthy diet, exercise, all of those things.
And we should say about type 2 diabetes, it's much more important that you get your coronary risk factors down than control of the diabetes, important though that is.
It's all incredibly important. So definitely go and speak to your GP.
Mary, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Associate Professor Mary Kaverma is Group Leader of the Vascular Complications Group at the Heart Research Institute in Sydney, and that's the program for this week.
ABCRN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.